Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chav Dalad, and we are on Chav Gimel Mabez by the Mishnah Af Al Pi, as we continue here in the sixth parak of Maseches Arachin. And we're talking about Mashkon, when the Beis Din wants to make sure that people give what they have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. There are different types of rules. When are they Mashkin, when are they not? And the rule was, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Aleph, that if Beis Din could assume that their person is going to pay by himself, then they don't have to give a mashkon, because they're assumed that the chatos and the asham and all of those obligatory karbanos that will give somebody kapara, so then they don't have to be a mashkon. While by Ola and by Shlomim and by others, they have to be a mashkon, because maybe people wouldn't pay their debt. So the Mishnah now teaches us that even though in certain cases they are mamashkein, like by the case of Ola and Shlomim, but they don't take everything from the person. They leave him his basic necessities. Basic necessities, it says the Mishnah. Ava bisha amru chayavi arachin mamashkein osan, even though the chayavim of arachin is not a chiv in a person's mind, doesn't bring them kapara, like Chatas and Asham. That's why they have to be Mashkein. The Gizbar goes into their house and takes against their will. Nos din lo mazon, but you leave them enough food. You don't leave their house bare. So nos din lo mazon shloshim yom, you leave enough food for a month. And v'ksus shebasar chodesh, and clothing for a year, so that they have what to wear. What type of clothing? What if a person's, we know the halacha by tztaka, but sometimes we have to give a person stucco what they are used to. But what about this halachas? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Look at the Nemuki Yosef in Maseches Bava Metzia. He says average quality. Average quality, doesn't matter who we're talking about. Nemuki Yosef, Samach Tes Amid Beis in Maseches Bava Metzia in the Dafi Arif. That's the Nemuki Yosef talks about our sugya. So there the Nemuki Yosef says, V'ksus Yud Beis Chodesh Shamin Lo La'olam Bebeinonis. Even if it's in either direction, even though if he was a very fancy person and wore very fancy clothing, still you leave them equal, or the opposite. Even if he wore very ripped and torn clothing and he was mistapik b'muat, still we would leave him the basic Beinoni clothing. The Rambam then adds another detail, which the Nemuki Yosef also quotes there, but the Rambam says here in Hilchas Arachin, the Rambam says, Nosin lo mikol nechasa lezesh yesh lo alav Arachin, o damim, o sheikh tishman ala betek abayis ve'ein lo, Nosin lo will get the tefillin, and a chair, and a mita, will get to that soon, but then the end of the Rambam says, Nosin lo mazon shloshim yom, v'ksus shem asar chodesh, lo levado, Ve'ein nosin lo ella. Let me just find the halacha. The Rambam says here in Gimel Tezvav, and then in Hilchos Malve Velove, the Rambam says that there's a chilek between here. The last line: Ve'ein nosin lo ella ksus haru'uya lo. The ksus that is ro'i for him, that is what is given to him. And then the Rambam also in Hilchos Malve Velove, the Rambam quotes another. Let me just find the chilek. The Rambam says here that there's a chilek between Shabbos clothes and Yontif clothes. Here it's in Hilchas Malva Velove. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, after quoting this halacha, Bamedver Mamurim Biklechol, weekday clothing, Aval Bigday Shabbos V'Moed Gove Osan Balchov, because that's what we're talking about in Malva Velove. In Hilchas Arachin we're talking about Bezin coming in and collecting, and Malva Velove we're talking about a Balchov coming and collecting. But the Rambam mentions the chilek here by Malva Velove, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif clothes. You leave him weekday clothes, but Shabbos and Yontif clothes you can collect from. The Magen Mishnah discusses chilek zeh shekasav haravzal lo mitzasiv mevuar b'shum makom b'din zeh. I didn't find this beferish anywhere. There's a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif clothes. V'ha mishnah shel arachin stami shenuya. The mishnah arachin, our mishnah, is stam. It doesn't make any chilukim. But the Rambam gets it from a Yerushalmi. Because the mishnah, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, says, ha'achin shechilku masha aleihem shamim. If brothers are splitting up property, so then masha aleihem shamim, u'masha al neshem uvenem u'nasem ain't shamim. The Gemara is mechalik between what is on him and his children. And then the Yerushalmi says in Kiddushin, he quotes there, that begadim shal b'neihem v'shal b'noseihem ein shamin. and the shel regel v'shel Shabbos shaman shel Shabbos v'shel regel. But yantif and regel, you are shaman in terms of the brothers. So you see, there's a chilik between Shabbos and yantif and weekday. So the Rambam takes it there from ha'achash chilku, the Magen Mishnah suggests, and puts it also here by the Gizbar and Bezdin, and that's what the Nemuki Yosef also does in Bamitzia, again, Samach Tesma Beis. He quotes this chilik of Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Govim and Balchova, Varai Ladavar, and he quotes the same idea as the Magen Mishnah from the Gemara in Baba Kama in the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi in Maseches Kiddushin. Okay, but that's the Rambam's chilik of Shabbos close and Yantav close. Continues the the Mishnah. Right, just reminded me of the Rugged Shaver. The Rugged Shaver once happened that someone once came to the Rugged Shaver, a woman who had a nursing baby, came to the Rugged Shaver and complained that her baby wasn't nursing on Shabbos and Yontif. They weren't nursing. So no, the doctors couldn't figure it out. This baby is a holy baby. I don't know. It doesn't nurse on Shabbos and Yontif. What's going on here? So the Rugged Shaver says, put on your weekday clothes. Put on your weekday clothes and nurse the baby. So she's like, okay, put on her weekday clothes, and the baby nursed. It's like, what's going on here? They hit the Rugged Shaver. How did you know? He says, it's Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. It's about Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. There's a Yerushalmi and Baba Kama that talks about there could be an ox, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, there could be a Muad Lishabasos, that's not a Muad Lechol, a Shara Muad. So why is it the Yerushalmi describes? Because the ox might act differently because, you know, they see the people in Shabbos and Yantav clothes, that throws them off, and therefore they're not used to it, so they act differently. So the Rugged Shaver thought that maybe the same thing with the baby. I was guessing, I was hoping, and Kachave. So he reads the Yerushalmi and Baba Kama, and he knows Hilchos Refuah when it comes to the real life. Amazing. That's the Rugged Shaver about the difference between Shabbos and weekday clothes, but that's the Rambam's chilek here on our Mishnah. Good. So what else do we leave him? So we leave him when with Bezdin collects, they leave him food and clothing. Mita mutzas, a bed. You need a bed to sleep in. Mita mutzas. Tosfos above Metzia said there's really two beds. Two beds. One bed to sleep in and one bed to eat on. Remember in the days of old, like we do on by Pesach, by Aseba, right? We lean. But that's what Tosfos says above Metzia, Kufi Gimel, that when it says here bed, it really means two beds. Two beds, we leave him. Mita v'mefitz, mishum dahasam, kodem shizit lohay lo alachada mita. Okay, try to leave him two beds so that he has what to, basically basic human necessities. V'sandalav, and his shoes. Interesting that his shoes are not considered part of clothing. That's also a discussion in the Achronim, right? Whether shoes are considered part of clothing. Here in the Mishnah, it has it separately. Sandalav. V'tfilav, and his tfilin. Lo, all for him, avolo, lishto, ulbanav. But not for his wife and children. His wife and children, he has an obligation to support, but he also has an obligation to pay the arachin. And the arachin take precedence, it seems, it says over here, over the, wife and the chiyah that he has to his wife and children. We'll see soon, B'ez Hashem, why that would be. Imaya uma, nosalo shnei klei umnis, become min v'min. If he is an artisan, if he is a craftsman, then we have to leave him the kalim that he uses for his umnis, for his work. If he's a carpenter, we leave him two planes, two saws, all the different types of tools that they use. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Imhaya Iker, if he is a farmer, Nosin Lo Tzimdo, we leave him his oxen, because that's what he needs to plow. Chamar Nosin Lo Chamoro, a donkey, we leave him his donkey. Bahayalo Min Echad, Maruba, Umin Echad Muat. And we always leave two, by the way. Why two? Because that's usually, if one breaks, you have the other one. But by the chamor, usually people don't have a spare chamor. So we leave him basically what's expected in each profession. What if somebody has many of one kli and very little of another kli? Let's say three of one and one of the other. And we usually leave him two of each. We don't say sell one of the three and then you'll have two of each. Because, you know, that's what we would normally leave a person. We don't say that. Why? Because up until now, he's always survived with just one of the other kli. We leave him two from the one he had much of. And whatever he has from the muad, because, that's what he's had up till now. As Rashi says right here, if he survived up until now with one of these, so we say that's what he could survive with from now as well. And finally, a makdish nechasov, ma'alan lo tefilov. If somebody is makdish his nechasim, then the tefillin are included in that hakdasha, and therefore we make him redeem his tefillin. Ma'alan lo tefilov. So even though we would leave his tefillin, when we collect from, mashkon, we take security to make sure he's going to pay, and we do not take his tefillin, because we leave that, but if somebody is makdish, is nechasim, we assume his tefillin are also included, as we'll see in the Gemara, the concept also of makdish bayin yafe makdish, a person is always has the best interest of hektish in mind, and that is why we include the tefillin. Why dafka tefillin, and not, not other, items of mitzvah? The Mishnah Dafka mentions we leave him as tefillin in the first part of the Mishnah. We leave him as tefillin. Why Dafka? That's if you look in the tour writes in Choshen Mishpat here in this Simin Sadi Zion, right? There's not going to be a tour discussion of Hektish, but there's a tour discussion of Baal Chov. So the tour quotes, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tziloni, Simin Sadi Zion in Choshen Mishpat, Afilu me'imhu Talmud Chacham, v'taraso umnaso, what about if somebody's a Talmud Chacham? You leave him his Svarim? He has to pay Archin. No, they take even his Svarim from him. V'afilu Sefer Torah. Right, that's a question in Masechet Baba Basra. L'fi she'im kishar nachasim. Shabal chov gova chovo mehem. V'lo amru she'nostin lo tefillin. Elo she'hein derech malbush. U'mitzvah ha'miyuchedes l'gufo. Tefillin's different. Tefillin, first of all, is something you wear. And it's the mitzvah miyuchedes l'gufo. You leave him as tefillin. So the lashon of the tour, right, you can look of all in Hilchas, we can learn all of Hilchas tefillin and not find this line in the tour. Right, sometimes, as we mentioned yesterday already, right, there could be a line in Maseches Arachin that impacts Maseches Gittin. Right, and here, there's a tour in Hilchas Gvias Malve that is a special line. The tour says we leave him as tefillin because tefillin is mitzvah miyuched l'gufo. So what does that mean? So we'll make 2 points. One now, one a little bit later. But the mitzvah miyuched es l'gufo. So what does that mean? So if you remember the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, the Rambam writes, it's Hilchas Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. So it's not the last Rambam in that set of halachas, but the last Rambam in Perek Dalid, the last two Rambams in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Halacha Chafei, Chafav, the Rambam says, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushasun Gedolahi. Kedushas Tefillin is very great. She calls mancha tefillin barosho shaladam ba'alzroo. As long as tefillin is on a person's head and on their arm, right? Both. We learned earlier in this pesachta that kohanim, when they do the avoda, do not wear tefillin shalyad. They only wear tefillin shalrosh. Remember, because it's a chatzitza to the ketones that they're wearing. You can't have the ketones chatzitza to the body. You can't have tefillin chatzitza to the body. So something has to give. The tefillin shalrosh. There's enough room on the head to have the hat of the Kohen, and to have the tefillin. And even the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, could wear the tzitz and the hat and the tefillin. There's enough room on top. But tefillin shal yad they can't wear when they're doing the avoda, because it's a chatzitza. You can't have a chatzitza between the tefillin on the arm or with the ksonis on the arm. So okay, so when they do the avoda, they only wear the tefillin shal rosh. But the Rambam says, when one is wearing both tefillins, shal rosh and shal Yad, hu anav, the ereshamayim, the eno nimshach, bischok, ubisicha batela. They're not full of frivolity. The eno maharher bachshavos rose. El mafana libo, bedivre ha'emes vatzedek. They're a different person. Lefich, haksarach adam, lishtado, liyosan alav kalayom, shemitzvasan kachi. We don't do that, but that's the Rambam says, and he quotes from Rav, Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shekol Yomav lo ra'uhu she'alach arba amas bol Torah bol tzitzis, o below tefillin. The unique is a tefillin. The Rambam seems to say you're a different person when you wear tefillin. Where did the Rambam get this from? Surah Soloveitchik suggested that there is the secret maybe is reflected by the brachos. Right, we know there are three types of brachos. The Rambam tells us the beginning of Hilchos brachos, birchos ha-shevach v'hodah, right, which is Birchas Hamazon. That's the classic. That's the Bracha Daraisa and all other Birchas Shevach Vahuda that the Rambam says. It's a beautiful Rambam. They give Hilchos Brachos that to remember Hashem all day. Right? Imagine if we wouldn't say Brachos all day. Imagine without Brachos. When would we talk to Hashem? Just three times a day. We say Brachos, so we talk to Hashem all the time. All the time. That's Brachos. And then Birchas Hananin and Birchas HaMitzvah, the three types of Brachos. But suggests Rav Soloveitchik maybe within Birchas HaMitzvah, there are two categories. Because sometimes there are brachas that are associated with mitzvos that don't seem to be run-of-the-mill, berachas ha-mitzvah. We don't say the regular asher kedishanu. lasos, or just al mitzvahs. All right, for example, kiddushin. V'tzivono l'ara yozvaslan atzarusos. So the Rosh seems to say that that's a berachas shevach, because it's not a mitzvah to get married. But the Rambam says it is a mitzvah to get married. And the Rambam calls that a berachas mitzvah. And that's why you do it before you get married. Why is it such an unusual sounding bracha? Or sometimes you even have two brachas associated with a mitzvah. Right, al hamila and l'hachniso, v'bizah shalav ravino. Is l'hachniso just a berachas shevach? Maybe, but there's another bracha that's shevach. Asher kidashi din mi beten. So what's l'hachniso? What's l'hachniso and marriage and a couple of other examples given, one of them being tefillin. Why are there two brachas by tefillin, according to Ashkenazim? Right, the Rambam says, and others say only one. But why the two? L'hachnis, l'haniach, and al mitzvah tefillin. And lest one say that, oh, it's two mitzvahs of tefillin. Shal yad and shal rosh. So it's two brachas. That can't be. Because we paskin, the Rambam says, let's say somebody only has a shal rosh. Not a shal yad, you make two brachas on the shal rosh. Right, it's not just one on one. So so it's two brachas. Why are there two brachas on tefillin? Why is there a unique bracha on kiddushin? Why are there two brachas on bris milah? So Soloveitchik developed the idea that there are two types of brachas on mitzvah. There's a bracha mitzvah on a maisa hamitzvah. That's most of bracha mitzvah. But then there's the bracha mitzvah on a chalos, where there is a mitzvah that achieves a certain status in the person. So then, as an acknowledgement of that status, Chazal instituted a bracha. So, brachas hamila, right? Brachas hamila. Not only is there a maisa hamila, but the child is mahul, right? So that's a new chaloshem in the child. He's a full Jew. Or kiddushin. Why are there sometimes a separate bracha, sometimes not? Unclear, right? Why sometimes there are two, sometimes there are one. Kiddushin. The woman becomes an ashes ish. Tfillin. Lahaniach is the bracha on the maisa hamitzvah. Al mitzvah is on the chalos hamitzvah. A person is a different person when they wear tefillin. That's what the Rambam says. That's the tour, right? Mitzvah miyuchad. That's why we dafka leave him as tefillin. And it's even maybe a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin. The gemara says that listing off those who are in the category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, those who are negligent with their bodies. So the gemara says karkafta delamanach tefillin. That's an unusual lashon. Karkafta is a skull. A person, it's like a head. It sounds like it's a status. Karkafta delamana tefillin. That's the lashon of the Gemara, and maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. There's one other Gemara also, that the Maritz Chayis, I think also Rav Soloveitchik might have also mentioned, that maybe this is where the Rambam gets it from. Right? Where's the source for the Rambam, besides the Karkafta? Says the Gemara in Brachas and Naflambit in the fifth parak. Beginning of the fifth parak, the Gemara tells an unusual story. Abaye was sitting in front of Rava. Abayev Yosef Kami de Rava. Chazi David Kabadach Tuva. He saw that he was a little in a good mood. A little good mood. Abayev was in a good mood. I'm not really sure what that means. What does it mean that Abayev was a little loose? Amar says, Rebbe says to him, Vigilu Baradaksiv. You gotta be in trepidation. Right, Rava says to Abayev. Amar Le, Abayev says, don't worry. I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. End of conversation. End of story. So what was the give and take here? So the Maris Chayes, so this Gemara says, this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam says, because when somebody's wearing tefillin, they're an anav and yirei shamayim, and nimshach v'schof v'kalos rosh. So that's what he was answering his Rebbe. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin. I'm a different person. And that's how the Rambam interprets this in a positive. Amazing. Okay, but anyway, that all came from the tour in Simen Sadi Zion, where he talks about that it's a malbush and it's a mitzvah miyuchad, and that's why maybe the Mishnah emphasizes that we leave him his tefillin. Good. So my time, I ask the Gemara now. My time, what's the reason that we, how do we know that we leave him with these basic items when we are memashkein to Amar Kra, v'machu me'erkecha, hachyeyu me'erkecha. Machu me'erkecha, if he is poor from being able to pay the value. And we darshin hu, sometimes the hey and the ches switch in Aramaic. So hu can mean make it chayehu, hachyehu. Right, Rashi atop, hachi mashma yehe kayam me'erkecha. He should still be kept alive from his erech, meaning we shouldn't remove his life support, so to speak, when he has to pay his erech. That's where we leave him his basic necessities. Avalo lishtu ubanav, my taima, hu me'erkecha, v'lo ishtu ubana me'erkecha. We leave him from his erech, but not his wife and children. Again, this is just talking about his obligation. Sometimes a man has many obligations. Now he has an obligation to the Beis HaMikdash, an obligation to his wife and children, so he has to do his best to fulfill it. But we don't leave him and make Hekdish suffer by not collecting what he would have given to his wife and children. He has to figure out a different way to get to, for his wife and children. Why is that? Why is that the hierarchy? So if you go back to that Nemuki Yosef that we mentioned before, Samach Tesma Beis in the Dafi Arif in Bab Metzia, he says, Shibudim, owing the Beis HaMikdash, that's a din d'araisa. The wife and the children, the chi of Mizonos, is a d'rabanan. That's why, that's the hierarchy. Says the Nemuki Yosef, V'yafilu tafsa ha'isha, even if the woman is tofeses, minichse baila lemizono seha, motziin miyada venosin lemalva. You give it to the malva. The malva wins here. V'kaz chen kasav ha-rambam ba-arif b'tshuva, v'tayma mishum, d'shibudo shel malva hu midaraisa kide'ula, d'amar shibudo daraisa, u'mizonos isha u'banav midirabana. Nothing against the woman and wife and children. It's just that the chiv that the chazalm created, that the husband supports in this case, is a dindar abanan, and therefore the shibud daraisa, the hierarchy wins out. Okay. Rav Elazar Omer, who iker nosu lo tzimdo v'gchulu, you leave him as oxen, you leave him as chamor, v'rabanan. The rabanan seem to not agree with this, that the Tanakama, or the Tanakama here, you know, it seems like Rav Elazar adds the animals, so why wouldn't the Tanakama say that these animals are included? So chanu, lav kleyum nesinu, ela nechasim ninu, because we assume that the those animals are considered assets. They're not dafka considered tools, and we only leave him tools. Even if he happens to use the animals in his parnasa, that they would still be included in nechasim. And we mentioned before, from the tour also mentioned there in Sinuim Sadi Zayin, and the Chinuch and other Rishonim discuss Svarim, in by a case of a Talmud Chacham. Hoyelo minechad v'chulu, pshita, ki hesu. The Gemara says, if he has a lot of one, the Mishnah said, if he has a lot of one and only one of the other, so we don't say he should sell some and have two and two. He survived up till now with just one, so he'll continue to survive with just one. Pshita, ki hechi desagile ad hashta, hashanami sagile, like we read from Rashi before. Just like up till now, it was enough with one, so obviously, we won't make him pay and leave him with two. So the Gemara answers, no. Ma'u de tema, you might have thought that, no, we would. Why? Up to now was different. Ad ha idna, tahavi lelo oshule, havi moshli le. Up until now, he could lend out what he has extra of, and then in return, borrow what he has less of. But hashta, but now if we take his extra of what he has extra in, the leka de mashale, he won't be able to lend out, so then maybe low, maybe he wouldn't be able to borrow, and therefore we would allow him. Things are different. We would allow him to keep, to sell what he has extra of to balance it out. Kamashalom we don't. Kamashalom we still say, he survived with one up till now, so he could continue to survive with one now. Hanakdash is the chasav malon lo tefillin. And the last line of the Mishnah said, there's a difference between ma'arich, if somebody has the ischayev arichin, then we will leave him as tefillin, versus if he's makdash all of his property. If he's makdash all of his nechasim, so then we say that tefillin are also included in his hakdash. Good. Ahu gavra. There was someone who sold all of his property. Sold. Now we're switching from hektish to sold. If somebody has sold all of his property, and again, the Gemara and Baba Basra discusses the sugya of makdish and mocher, ba'ayin ra'a or ba'ayin yafe. Where we try to figure out what the umdana is of people. Do people generally sell or are makdish generously? Or a little more miserly, and that would try to be omid der das. And is there a chiluk between makdish and mocher? That's the sugya there in Masechet Baba Basra, where this comes up. Kufnun aleph, kufnun beis. So the Gemara here talks about the story. Who gavra of nir l'nifsi? Person sold all of his property. The question is, what was included? Asa l'kami der Rav Yemar, amar lahu, sliku le tefillin. Right? So the Rav Yemar says, tefillin are included. Sliku le, bring up his tefillin. Bring up his tefillin. They're also included in the sale. My kamashmal on masisani. What's the chiddush? Our Mishnah says it. What's the chiddush of Rav Yemar? Hamakdish nechasim malan lo tfilav. The Mishnah says that if you're makdish and nechasim, so you're malan. So we compare hakdasha to mocher. So if the Mishnah says it by hakdasha, wouldn't you also say it by mocher? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Ma'u detema hasam hu desavar mitzvah kavidna. When a person is being makdish, he's thinking, I'm doing a mitzvah, so I'm going to be more generous in my hakdasha. So even the tefillin would be included. Aval le'inyin zvunei mitzvah degufei lozav in inish. But when it comes to selling, Tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo. So maybe lozav and inish. A person won't sell that opportunity to do a mitzvah shebegufo. Kamash v'lan, that's the chiddush of Rav Yemar. Not only does it apply by hektish, it applies by mocher as well. Before we get back into tefillin, the Gemara Bava Basra, there in Kufnun Aleph Amun Aleph discusses, what about a sefer Torah? What if somebody, the Gemara here talks about tefillin? What if somebody sells all of his property? Is a sefer Torah included? That's a suffix there. Says the Gemara, tefillin ikra nichse. This is Bava Basra, Kufnun Aleph Amun Aleph. Tefillin ikra nichse. Ditznan hamatra tochazim alo tefillin. Right, it quotes the Gemara there, quotes our Mishnah, that how do you know tefillin is considered property because of our Mishnah? Iboilahu, Sefer Torah Mai. What about Sefer Torah? Kiva Delom is Davin, the Usr Lizavune, Labnech Sehu. Maybe on the one hand, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Mishnah and Megillah, right? Not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. That's the highest Kedusha. So maybe that's why it's not called property, because a function of property is that you could sell it. So maybe Sefer Torah, you own it, but maybe it's not called Nechasim because you can't sell it, and therefore it is not sold when you sell Stam. And Rashi says, Mi mikri nichsi ketfilin damu. Do you say it's like tefillin? Or the Gemara says, Al Dilma, kivan dimizdavein lilmo Torah valisa isha nichsehu. Or because it can be sold in extreme cases. Right, in order to help find a wife, in order to learn Torah, you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah, so then maybe it is called Nechasim. So Teiku, the Gemara doesn't answer that question, that's the suffix. Back to the Rashbam there, not Rashi, the Rashbam there. O Dilma, Tfilin, I know time of Avi Malbush, I will say for a mitzvah, for lo nichseh, v'yav v'shiyach l'machra, lo mikri nichseh, Teiku, that the Gemara has a question there. The Tosfos there discusses, v'yim tomar ma'ika mi'boile, what's the question? Of course it's Nechasim, why? It's nikne, it's subject to kinyanim, so obviously it's nechasim. So it discusses, you know, it's still a question, he quotes the Gemara Megillah. Good, so that's safe for Torah. The language though here is interesting. The Gemara here says that tefillin, maybe he wouldn't sell because it is a mitzvah shevegufo. So that reminds us of the sugya of the Tosfos Rid and the Ksos about mitzvah shebegufo. Remember the Tosfos Rid's Kasha. Tosfos Rid's Kasha in Kiddushin in the second parak, where the Tosfos Rid discusses, why can't somebody make a shliach to wear tefillin? Dafka, that's one of the examples that he gives. Right, why? Shlucha shalom kamosa, the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, by Truma, by Hektish, so why don't you say that a person, I'm tired today, so I'll make a shliach to wear tefillin, and, you know, that the, you know, it'll be easier for me. Shlichus. So what's the answer? Those are what it says. You can't make a shlich for a mitzvah shebegufo. That's the language here used by the Gemara. Mitzvah degufe, lozav and inish. The question is, what's the svara for the Tosfos Rid? Why not? Right, that's the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, mem beis amid beis. Yesh makshim, im kain, l'chol dvar mitzvah, yoel ashliach. V'yomar adachaveiro, shave b'sukkah ba'avuri, hanach tefillin ba'avuri. I'm freezing, you go sit down in the sukkah. I mean, not freezing, because I don't be star potam in a sukkah. But I'm not in the mood, so you go sit, you go wear tefillin for me. So obviously, we know there's an answer to that, says the Tosfos Rid. V'la milsehi, she ha-mitzvah shechivo ha-makom la'asos b'gufo, hechi pater hu al yidei shlucho. Maybe the Tosfos Rid was thinking about our Gemara when he quoted that line. Right? Anything that the Torah is mechayev you to do with your guf, how could you pater yourself through a shliach? V'hu lo yasa klum, bevadai, begershin, v'kidushin mahani, begershin and kidushin shlichos works, kihu amagari shlo ashliach. Shabbat shakasav, beget, ana, ploni, patras, plonis, v'chinam ya'isha, lami yimukudashes, it relates back to the mishalayach. Then it works. Avo besukkah, hachanam yachalomar l'shlucho, aseh li sukkah, v'hu yoshiva, somebody else can make the sukkah, but he can't sit in it. So that's the Tosfos Rid, famous Tosfos Rid. They were Kedushin Dav Mem Beis. But what's the Svara for the Tosfos Rid? What's behind it? So there are many different suggestions given for the Svara of the Tosfos Rid. The Ksos, maybe he was the one that made the Tosfos Rid famous. The first Ksos in Hilchos Shluchim, Kuf Pei Beis, the Ksos says, because mitzvos are about being, certain mitzvos are about being in a certain state. Having tefillin on me. Shlichus could apply to by a maisa mitzvah, by a maisa that I have to do. But if the concept is about having tefillin on me, then even if you do the act of tefillin, then I'm not doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is about on me. Shlucha shalom kamoso says the ksos lo amrina ela b'midi da'asiya. To us havi le maisa shlucha kamoso. His act could be related to me. Ava b'midi deleka asiya lo amrina shlucha shalom kamoso. But if there's no action, the focus is the result, then you don't say it. Kavosh kasav arash, like he talks about the discussion in the Nedarim Dafayin Beis about Hafaras Nedarim, when it comes to the shmia of the husband. The shadr has to hear in order to be made for. What about the apotropis or the shliach of the husband? Is that enough for Hafaras Nedarim? Is that called the shama isha, the husband? So again, it might be something that has to happen. Continues tefillin. Kishashliach meniach tefillin. Hanachazu shehi asiya chashav kilu hamishaleach asa hanachazu. Avolakati lo hiniach tefillin al rosho el al rosh lucha. You want to say the act relates? Okay, but it's like I'm doing the act of tefillin of putting it on you, not putting it on me. Dein kufashliach kugufamishaleach kivet demivide b'meila lo shayach minishlichus. That's tefillin, and that's he relates it to tzitzis tefillin sukkah. That's why it doesn't work. Another suggestion given by some achronim is that what the Tosfos written means here is that a person is not a bailim to transfer tefillin through shlichus. Right? We know the Tosfos says in Meseches Ksuvis on Daf Ayin Dalad. Tosfos says that explaining the Gemara that there's a connection between tnai and shlichus. The context of that Gemara is chalitza. Tosfos says that. The Gemara says that anything you can't make a tnai on, you can't make a shliach on, and vice versa. And Tosfos wonders, what's the svara for that? What's the connection between tnai and shlichus? Tosfos says it's not a gzeiras hakasav. Tosfos says there's a svara, bailus. If you're a bailim, if you're in control, if you have the authority in a certain area of halacha, then you can make a tnai, and then you can make a shliach. But if you're not the bailim, then you can't. Certain things are not subject to shlichus because you're not the bailim on it, right? You're not the bailim on shchita. I do a shchita, but I have in mind that the shchita should only be a good shchita if it rains tomorrow. I can't do that. I can't make a tnai, right? Because I'm not in control of shlichus. I'm not in control of shchita. I'm not in control of shchita. So, certain acts, certain areas of halacha, I'm a bailim, certain not. So maybe I'm not a bailim on mitzvos. Mitzvah shebegufo, I can't transfer that. Just like you might not be able to, I'm only going to be yotzei this mitzvah if, right? That's part of the controversy of that Avnei Nezer. The tnai of the Avnei Nezer, right? Somebody's right before Chatzos at the Seder, not sure what to do, so eat up Ksais HaMatzah and make a tnai. If Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, so then this is my mitzvah. And if like Elazar ben Azariah, or the opposite, the Elazar ben Azariah, so like now, and if not, I'll eat another Kazayas in 2 hours from now, make a tnai. Does that work? So one of the questions is, can you make a tnai when it comes to mitzvahs? So again, that's the a big discussion, but either way, this is the Tosfos Rid, and the Ksos, and others. Good, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. A lot of major sugyas that come up today. Echad ha-makdash nechasav yechad ha-marech atzmo. If somebody is makdash his property, or is marech himself, and he owes that to the Beis HaMikdash, ein lo b'ksus ishav lo b'ksus banav. So he's not allowed to take. Remember we said before, his obligation to his wife and kids, so the hektash comes before. But he can't pay the chov that he has with the property of his wife and kids. Or even if he was dying something to give them. Dying as in D-Y-E. Or his shoes. Let's say he bought them shoes. So that is also, he's not allowed to take those. They're already designated. It's like hazmana. They're already designated for his wife and kids. Even though, now we're going to have a difference compared to other halakas, even though when somebody is selling an eved, nimkar b'ksus on l'shvach, you're allowed to put nice clothes on the eved in order to sell him, at a higher price. If you put on a clothing that's worth 30 dinar more, then he can be sold for even more than that. Also, if you sell a cow, if you wait to sell a cow in the marketplace, you can get a higher price. If you want to sell a pearl, you wait till you get to the city, you get a higher price. Meaning in all these cases, if you do it in a certain way, you'll get a higher price. So here, maybe by hektish, by these items, maybe you should wait until you could get a higher price for these items. The answer is no. Ein la hektish, ela makom avishaito. Hektish only goes by its spot and its place. So in the sugyas of, again, Machlokas Rishonim, let's go with Rashi and Rov Rishonim. This line is talking about Hesek Yad, meaning the concept that we've been talking about in this Masechta. And that is, if you want to measure how much a person has when he gives an erech, when he's mechuyev an erech, person figures out how much property he has, how much he's worth, to determine how much he has to pay. So you go by right now. You don't go by, oh, if he wait a week, so then he'll be able to get a higher price for this pearl, for this evet. No, don't worry about it. Ein lahekdish al makom avashaito. You go by right now. Even though by other areas, by an eved, by a shirt, you'd be able to get higher prices. Again, as long as you don't, by the eved, by the other case, you're not tricking a person. It's not like you're, the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, the end of Ezeo Neshach, on Daf Samach, that you're not at the end of the Hazohav, before Ezeo Neshach, you're not allowed to trick a person. Let's say if there's an eved that's very young, you're not allowed to dye his hair and make him look, older, or if he's very old, you want to make him look younger. You can't trick a person, but you can make it look nice. And that's what's being discussed here. But either way, when it comes to Arachin, Ein Lahektish El Makoma Vishaita. Look, we don't have time right now, but just to mention, we'll see at the end if we have time to get back to it, the Ramban uses this phrase in a totally different context. Remember the machlokas between the Ramban and the Balamor about Ishtapech Chamime, whether a person is allowed to do something right now, knowing that after he does it, he's going to have to put himself into a situation of pikuach nefesh, right? Remember that machlokas, the hot water by the bris milah spills. In the days of the Mishnah, they needed to wash the baby with hot water after the bris milah, or else it's pikuach nefesh. What happens if the hot water spilled before they did the bris milah? So the Baal Amar says, you push off the bris. Because if you do the bris, you're going to have to warm up hot water. That's not docha Shabbos, if you know right now. So you do the bris on Sunday. Says the Ramban, no. Ein lemitzvah el shaito. Playing off on the words in this Mishnah. Meaning, you do the bris. Right now you have a bris to do. After the bris is going to be pikuach nefesh. Okay, you warm up the water then. Machlokas, Baal Amar, and the Ramban. Many different applications of that machlokas. But the Ramban's lashon that he uses is borrowed from this Mishnah. Ein lehektish el makom avashaito, ein lemitzvah el shaito. And machlokas in the 19th perek of Masechta Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, Vayter, v'nasa z'erka chabayomahu. You measure the erech on that day. Shalom yishar magolas v'kalim. Right? You don't delay and measure the pearl to try to get it for the poor to get a higher price. No, you measure it stam. Kodesh Lashem, once we darshan the pasuk, we quote the end of that pasuk. Kodesh Lashem, stam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. If I'm makter something and I don't say whether it should go to bedek habayis, mizbeach, koanim, goes to bedek habayis. That's the rule. Rabosa, now we get into a couple of prakim, different area of halacha. Stay achuza. So the Torah tells us that there's a difference between stay achuza and stay mikne. Somebody has a stay achuza. I have the property that my grandfather, great-grandfather, it was given from Yeshua ben Nun to my family, and I still have it. So stay achuza. So a stay achuza, if somebody, and the Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Shmita that it's dafka, you know, what was given by Yeshua ben Nun. The Minchas Chinuch assumes it's even what was conquered afterwards by kings of Israel, but the Rambam's lashon is Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, either way, that property we know there is special dinim by if somebody is mocher estei achuza makdish. If somebody sells their estei achuza, so then it's only sold till Yovel. That's the halacha. We know lands go back by Yovel, and there is a schus to buy it back. If I sell a field, there's a schus to buy it back after 2 years. First 2 years, I have to give it to let the person who bought it, but after 2 years, I can buy it back. That's by a stay achuza if it is sold, but it's limited because that is, it's gonna go back until, it's gonna go back by Yovel. If I'm makdish a stay achuza, that's what we learned earlier in the Masechta, there's a special amount, there's a fixed amount that I have to pay per size of the stay achuza. If I'm makdish, I'm podid. If I'm the bialim, I have to pay a little more. And if I'm not poda it from Hekdish, then it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. Again, if I sell it, then it goes back to me by Yovel. If I'm makdish it and I'm not poda it, then it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. That's all by a stay achuza, by a stay mikneh, meaning what if I bought somebody else's stay achuza? So then, that is just, and if somebody's makdish is there, who stay mikveh, then it's just nifteh based on its own value, not with the special, 50 shekel for the zera chomer saorim. We'll get to these as we do these halachas. So here we go. Ein makdish lebnei ayov apachas mishnei shanim. So the Mishnah sounds like it's saying, you're not allowed to be makdish a field, a steachuza, within 2 years of Yovel. Within 2 years of Yovel. Because the pasuk says, as we'll see, al pi ashanim hanosaros. So it's plural. So you need at least shanim hanosaros. And the pasuk of the Mishnah is that you can't redeem it after Yovel within the first year. You can't redeem it, if you're a makdashit, within 1 year of Yovel. I'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Ein mechashvin chadashim lehekdash, avak hekdash mechashiv chadashim. We'll also see what that means in the Gemara. It means, as we'll see, hekdash always wins if there's a year and a half left. Or, 2.5 years, whatever it is. You always round towards how hekdash could gain more money, as we will see. Examples in the Gemara. V'raminu, the Mishnah says that you can't be makdish something within 2 years of Yovel or redeem it within one year after. V'raminu, but the Brisa says makdishim be'lefne Yovel be'lachra Yovel. You can be makdish before or after Yovel. U'bishad the Yovel atzma lo yakdish. During the Yovel year, you should not be makdish steachuza v'im hikdash in a kedushin. If you did, it's not kadosh. That's during Yovel. But what does the Brisa say? You can be makdish it even right before Yovel. So the Mishnah said, you can't within the first 2 years of Yovel. Answer, Rav Shmuel, Dami Travayu. What does it mean? No, what does the Mishnah mean? As follows. Ein makdishin ligal b'giruah pachas b'shtei shanim. No, it means, as we know, if somebody redeems a field from Hekdesh before Yovel, it's prorated. It's prorated because, if you take it, then it's going to go back to, the Bialim, by Yovel. So you have to pay only a certain amount based on right? If you bought it right after Yovel, then you have to pay the whole amount. But every year less, every year closer to Yovel, you pay less. But Rav Shmuel is teaching me that within 2 years of Yovel, you pay the full price. You pay the full price. So, ein makdishin ligal, don't be makdishit to redeem it within 2 years, the kivan to ein makdi, because it's not, you're not going to be able to lessen the payment. There's not going to be any giraon. The kivan to ein makdish legal, the girua pachat lishtanim. And since you're not going to be able to have a lower price, you're going to have to pay full price, even though you're not going to keep it for a longer time. Yadav chas al nechasav, a person should have rachmanis, so to speak. Meaning a person shouldn't waste his money. Don't be makdish within 2 years of Yovel, because then if somebody is poda it, they're going to have to pay full price and lose their money. Lose a lot of their money, and therefore it shouldn't be done. Okay, that's how Rav Shmuel interpret that line of the Mishnah. Itmar says the machlokas amoroyim hamakdish sadeo b'shtasa yovel atzma. Somebody's makdish a field during the year of Yovel. Rav Amar kedusha v'nosin chamishim. Rav says it's automatically kadosh. It is kadosh, and you have to pay the full 50 shekel. For Rabbanan Amri ain't a kedusha kalikar. No, it doesn't work. Shmuel says, you cannot be makdashit in Yovel. It doesn't work. Ein kedusha kol ikar. We'll see who he paskin like. You will see. There's a letter by Shmuel, but we'll talk about it. Maskav l'Rav Yosef, bishlama le'inyin mechira. I understand regarding selling a field during Yovel. Depalik Shmuel alei derav. We'll see later on, and we'll see you now also. Shmuel argues on Rav and says, when it comes to selling, you can't sell a field during Yovel. Ikal ha-memer kal v'chomer, because there's a kal v'chomer, why it shouldn't work. Uma mechura kfar yotza, achshav she'ine mechura in adin shlo timacher. If a field that was sold goes out in Yovel, then surely you shouldn't be able to sell it in Yovel. So that, there's a kavachomer by Mechira. Aval hacham ikal memer kavachomer. But is there a kavachomer by Hakdasha? V'atzna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on? Higi azmat Yovel v'lo nigala. If Yovel came and it was not redeemed, Kohanim nechasim l'tocha v'nosa damea d'ver b'Yehuda. The Kohanim take it. The Kohanim take it. And therefore, it doesn't revert back. So you see, right, the Kohanim are getting it basically from the base of Migdash. So Shmuel has a kavachomer that Mechira shouldn't work during Yovel. During the year of Yovel. But where's his kavachomer for Hekdash not working? So the Gemara says it must be that he doesn't hold like that, Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel ka Rabbi Shimon svirle, darma nichnasin v'lo nostin. It must be that Rabbi Shimon says that no, nichnasin, the Kohanim get it, but lo nostin, they don't have to redeem it. Meaning, it's not Hekdash. Even by Hekdash, it automatically goes out by Yovel. The Kohanim going into it is not because they have to redeem it, but it's automatically not theirs Automatically it is theirs, it doesn't belong to Hekdesh. So Shmuel has the Kal V'Chomer, both by Mechira and by Hakdasha. If during the year of Yovel, if you have a field that's already Machur or Hukdash, it goes out, so surely you shouldn't be able to be Mocher and Makdash it. That's the Svara of Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says it does not work. Turning over, V'Rav Savar, and Rav would say, Sof Sof, L'Bailam Ki Mika Hadra. Rav would say, no, L'Maisa, does it go back to the Bailam? No. Only the Kohanim. The Kohanim get it. So fine, they don't have to redeem it, but it doesn't go back to the Bailim. The Kohanim get it from Hashem. And therefore, the Kal V'Chomer, Rav would say, is knocked out. Kal V'Chomer knocked out, and therefore, I argue and say, Hakdasha would work during the year of Yovel. No, Mechira, you have a Kal V'Chomer. My time at the Rav, the Amakra, why does Rav say it does work? V'im Mishnas HaYovel, Mishnas HaYovel Bechlal, from the year of Yovel if you sell, and including, me is including. V'Shmuel Miksiv V'im Bishnas HaYovel, Mishnas HaYovel Ksiv. It doesn't say in, it says me, Mishnas Sha'achar HaYovel, and we say me can mean after. Good. Bishlam Al Rav, according to Rav, I understand, who says that it is sold, and you have to redeem it for full. Hainu dechsev im mishnas hayovel v'im achra yovel. There are two different psukim, right? That mishnas hayovel, that's when you have to pay 50, and la achra yovel, that's why it starts going down. Right, it has to get prorated. Ela l'shmuel, my achra yovel. But according to Shmuel, who you can't sell it in yovel anyway, so mishnas hayovel already means after yovel. So what's achra yovel? Achar, achar. It means 2 years after. Means 2 years after, meaning what? So now here Rashi says a chiddush, achar achar, even Shmuel agrees that if it's hukdash in the year right after Yovel, there's no giron yet, right? Because it's still, you count that as a full year and you have to redeem it, but for 50. Only after that do you start going down. Okay, who do we paskin like? So Pashas, the Rambam seems to paskin like Shmuel, right? That's the Rambam says in Arachin, Dalet Yud, Hikdish Sadeo Vishnas Hayovel Atzma, Eidem Ukudashas. Open and shut case. What's the reason the Rama passes that way? So that is a discussion here in the Mefarshim. But Pashtus is, says the Kesef Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel, but Dini Mamanus. Right? Alacha Karabi Surah, Alacha Gishmuel, but Dine. And therefore this is Dini Mamanus. The problem is, the Minchas Chinuch notes, is this just Dini Mamanus? There's a lot of Isser V'Heter when it comes to what you're allowed to do in this field, right? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Hey, the Minchas Chinuch all the way at the end of Sefer VaYikra, the Minchas Chinuch says V'ksas Sarachian Shin Nun Hey Ostes Ha'havi Yisur Leni Lanos Menakarka Hektish. Right? It's also Isser. So it gets a little tricky when you have areas of halacha that are both Isser and Mamon. Is that what are you paskin? Is that like Rav Bisuri? Is like Shmuel Badine? The Rambam obviously feels that this is like Shmuel. And he says, the Kesef Mishnah helps us out a little bit. Why? The Kesef Mishnah also quotes another reason. The Kesef Mishnah says, number one, Plukta de Rav Shmuel, the Pasak is Shmuel Badine, the Ode, Pashta de Masnison, Ubraisa Kavase. The simple interpretation of the Mishnah and the Braisa is like Shmuel. So that's another reason, maybe why. That it overrides that the Stam Mishnah and Braisa is like Shmuel. Okay, so either way, we pass like Shmuel, that if somebody's mocked or something during Yovel, it does not work. Meisvei, another question, Makdishin, back to the Brisa we said earlier. Makdishin, Melef de Yovel, Ben Lachra Yovel. Ubishtasa Yovel, Atzva lo Yakdish, Vim Hikdashinim Kedusha. She's Beferish. The Brisa says Beferish, that if you're mocked during Yovel, it does not have Kedusha. So it's a raya to Shmuel against Rav. Amalach Rav, Eina Kedusha Bigirua. When it says Eino Kedusha, it means it's not Kadosh to start prorating yet. You don't pay any less than the 50. You have to pay in full. That's what it means. Michla, 1 second. So if that's what the last line means, Eino Kedusha means you don't go down. So what does the previous line mean? Michla de lefnei Yovel. If you sold it before Yovel, then Kedusha ligal bigirua, then you would go down. Only during Yovel is there no prorating going down. Mashbop, that before Yovel, you would. But didn't we learn earlier about Rav Shmuel Dami Travayo? Didn't we just learn an Amud Aleph? Ein Makdishin Ligal Begiru Apachas Mishnei Shanim. If you sell it within 2 years of Yovel, there's no prorating. You have to pay in full. So how could we interpret this Brisa as Rav saying that during Yovel, you don't go down at all? Mashma that any time other than that, meaning right before Yovel, you do go down. beforehand, Rabbi Shmuel said, you don't prorate right beforehand. So Amalecha Rav, Rav would say, really, it's a machlokes. Hamani Rabbanan he. That is referring to the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Anada Amri Karebi. And I say like Rebbe, which Rabbanan, which Rebbe? To Amar. Rebbe says as follows, Rishon v'Rishon v'chlau, whenever it says a word in the Torah, a number, it's inclusive, ad v'ad v'chlau. Rishon v'Rishon v'chlau, the first day of Sukkis, the first day of Pesach, the Isser is also not to eat chametz on the first day, Shvi, Shvi v'chlau, Hachanami, here too, Shnas v'Shnas Ayovel v'chlau, when it says Shnas Ayovel, so it's also inclusive, and that's the Shita of Rebbe. And that's why you'd be able to sell it even during Yovel will be effective. Ika Rebbe, but put your mayavidative. One second. If it's like, if that brisa is like Rebbe, that says, if he holds like, if Rav holds like Rebbe, so, punzion mayavidite. What's the punzion? The, prorating going down, the giraon means, cause it says 50, so it's one shekel, and if you split it up at 49 years till Yovel, so really, it's a little off. It's off by one. Because if you do one shekel per year, you're still off by a shekel. So you have to split up that shekel into 49 parts. That's why it's one shekel and one pundion per year. But if Yovel is included, according to Rav, that even during Yovel you could sell it, then it should just be a shekel. Because you have 50, it's 50 years, Yovel's included in the year that you could sell it. So why, according to Rav, do you need the extra pundion in the calculation? And if you say he doesn't hold of it, he does. If you have 2 or 3 years before Yovel, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, no sin sela, upundion. Right, there's that lashon of Rebbe, Omer Ani, we discussed that last week. You see, he holds a pundion. So answer, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Sfirle, Dabar Shas Chamishim, Olo Lakan, Lakan. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Relating to another machlokas, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda holds, year 50 also counts as year 1 as the of the following cycle. So Rebbe does count Yovel, but it's still only 49 years in the cycle, because year 50 counts as year 1, and therefore it's only 1. Says the Gemara, okay, one second, the Shmuel lemak Rebbe Krabbanan Svirlei. So then we should say the Shmuel must hold like the Rabbanan. Why? The Rebbe Yehuda, if Shmuel holds like Rebbe Yehuda, and then Shmuel holds that you can't sell it during Yovel. And you're also short 1 year because 50 is year 1. Then sell of a state pundion must be violated. Then it's only a 48-year cycle, according to Shmuel. Yovel's knocked out, and Yovel is also one of the years. So, Al-Karchal, you're right, the Gemara says, Shmuel, Rebbe, Krabban, and Sfirlei. Yeah, Shmuel would hold, according to Shmuel, Rebbe would hold like have to hold like the Rabbanan. According to Rav, Rebbe could hold like Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, continue next time in Perek Ein Makdishin as we got into the world now of Stei Ahuza.